Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann. And making a triumphant return is Kush.
Hello.
And we also have Corey with us today.
How's it going, guys?
And Rich was going to make it, but he's feeling under the weather and can barely talk, apparently. So he is out, but he wanted to show up. He did. He told me.
Well, I mean, he can barely talk, so he could be here and just isn't talking.
Anyway, we got some stuff to talk about today, at least a little bit, on the heels of the big damn Xbox One sale that came 2 weeks ago or whatever the hell it was. And but first of all, wow, I feel a little rusty. I ain't done this in like a month, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a month.
Yeah.
This is where we talk about what we've been playing. Dying Light, first game there.
Dying Light. Yes, we have all been playing this. I actually finished it.
Me too.
Oh, look at there.
We actually horrible ending. Horrible. Holy crap.
Yeah, the ending was kind of lackluster. But I was
thank
really...
God the button prompts weren't random.
That was yes. That was like the worst QTE I've ever played. But I know
it was,
Corey,
it's terrible because it's so unforgiving.
Yep.
I just can't get back into that game with not playing it with people. Playing it by yourself is super boring.
I don't think so. I love that game by myself just as much as I do playing with people.
I played it entirely by myself.
Yeah, that took you a lot of work, too, because I kept trying to get in there, but you'd always be idle.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm the king of leaving my... You never know when I'm actually at my Xbox. It may say I'm on. Doesn't mean I'm on.
So, but I really did enjoy that game. I think that last level, though, was a big pain in the ass. Because it forces you to have that parkour shit down. So,
yep, and your grapple doesn't work for no apparent reason.
Yep, and that's like the worst flaw of that game there at the end is just that it's like it's unforgiving. There's bad checkpoints, but other than that, I thought that game was fantastic. I think that game was better than any right it had to be. You know,
it's much more polished than the Dead Island games.
Yes.
It is very Dead Island. I do think that the world is, it doesn't have as much character as the world of Dead Island. It's very samey. Everything just feels like it feels like you're playing in this small area that's just been replicated over and over again to make the map larger. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I do find annoying, but it makes sense because it is so parkour based, there's just dumb fun in being able to drive cars around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, the control scheme is, it takes some getting used to.
Yeah, but that, it becomes second nature once you get that down. You know, it makes sense because, you know, it would be impossible to use the A button to jump when you've got to look and stuff like that, so.
I do miss the, I don't even remember what it was called, but that like natural fight stick mechanic they had in Dead Island.
Analog controls.
Yeah. I like that. And I missed that.
Yeah. I never played it that way, and I tried to play it that way once, and I was like, this is fucking bullshit. So, but I really did enjoy the game. I loved a lot of the side missions. I did that damn Mama mission about 5 times, and everybody makes fun of me because I just think that mission was cracked me up. If Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And I did every side mission that was in that game, but that pisses me off because the achievement for that is glitched. And apparently very few people have got that achievement, so that really sucks. But, yeah, I played that game a lot with Corey. I played that game a lot with Sean. I played that game a lot with Steven. I don't think we ever had a 4-player game, though, did we?
I can't remember having one.
Yeah, so, but...
I wish it forced you to play at night more often than, I think, only once, really.
Oh, I played at night all the time, though.
There's some segments that you have to do that require you to play at night.
Yeah.
I want more story missions that are that I want to be forced to play at night, because playing at night, it's pretty scary, but I never played at night because I had no reason to ever play at night. That resource is worthless. There's no reason to get that actual resource. No big deal. So I just, whatever, I'd find a safe house, go to sleep. I'm like, all right, whatever. The bonus to XP isn't that important to me. So.
Yeah, there was like 2 or 3 missions that you had to do at night. It wouldn't let you do them otherwise. So.
I just remember the one in like the beginning when they're basically introducing you to nighttime, and then the one where you have to get that resource from that whatever, that little glowy guy.
Yeah. Well, there's also one where you got to turn on the voltage thing and fry a bunch of them in the power plant, and there's one where you...
Wasn't that a side mission?
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, a side mission, I'm talking about things that force you to do it.
Gotcha.
A side mission you don't have to do, so that's not forcing you to actually play at night because you don't have to even do that mission at all.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying, but those missions were fun, and I always played at night.
Yeah, I think the side missions are actually, from all the ones I can remember, they're all pretty well put together. You know, even if they're at their core, just like a fetch quest or something, the story or crap around it makes it at least somewhat interesting to play.
Alrighty. We also have played a little bit of Evolve. Well, I don't think Kush has.
I just played the beta
like
twice, and then I was like, yep, I don't really give a shit about this. It's not that great. And one thing that annoys me about the game is how people tell me, like, oh, this is revolutionary. No, it's not. It's not that special. It's not that different. Whoop-de-doo. It's one monster instead of a bunch of zombies. No, right.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how I feel about this game. But at the same time, I haven't really got to sit down and play it because there for a while, Steven and Corey wouldn't play it because they were afraid that their progress would get wiped, because apparently that was happening on Xbox One. And apparently they had that patched yesterday.
That's good.
Yeah, so... But, and the only time I did get a chance to get online and play, everybody was playing with each other, and there was no room for me. So that's why another reason why I don't like this game. 5 people in a game like this is kind of shit, because there's not enough room for enough people, I don't think. So, I don't know. I am not a big fan of Evolve anyway, and I tried to get into it, but I've only got to play it a few times. And me and Sean played it the other night, and it does have its fun moments, but... it's just going to be one of those games, I guarantee, in a month I wouldn't be able to stand to play, because people are going to be so good that at playing the monster that it's not going to be any fun, because I just don't think it's going to be as balanced as people think, because that one monster is just way fucking overpowered.
Yeah, the Wraith, the third monster.
Yeah.
Maybe in time, after you play some more, your opinion about Evolve will evolve.
You can get out now. Just go away. Just
aren't you happy I'm back?
Just get the fuck out of here. but I don't know. I mean, I like unlocking the characters and stuff like that, but it really annoys me too, the whole structure of the game being based around only 4 people on a team, and you had to play every class, because shit like, okay, I have support right now as my number one class, and oh well, this other guy has it too, so well, half the time we're going to knock you out so he can play his character instead of you playing support. And I'm like, I think that's kind of bullshit. If I'm playing support for 3 fucking rounds, why am I getting knocked out the 4th round? Especially when you're trying to unlock characters and you're like, okay, I only need to do 500 more damage points with my gun to unlock the next character. And it's like, oh, well, I won't do it this game because this asshole just took my character. And I just think shit like that's just, I don't know, that's all seems weird to me.
When you're playing with a group of 4, you don't really have that issue as much, because you can be like, hey, can I play that role? And most of the time, we're cool with switching, but
yeah.
When you're playing with random people, yeah, that's definitely an issue.
Yeah. But
I wish that there was something more to this, like how many characters are there? There's 3 of each. Well, I wish there was a mode where you could have all the characters on the field at once, and then maybe have like 4 monsters at once.
Oh, God.
So that way, you know, it's just a bigger game. And that way you also don't have to run into well, I've got to wait to unlock this character, and I got to wait to unlock this character.
Yeah. I mean, there are characters that when I played in the beta that I didn't care for, like Bucket, but now that I've actually got to play and learn that character, I really enjoyed Bucket.
At first, with Bucket, you were like, fuck it.
That's exactly what I said. But I do like playing the single player because I feel like I'm learning stuff by myself. It's not exactly as exciting, but I at least feel like, hey, I can practice as the monster, I can practice as this class, and not feel like, okay, I'm getting annoyed. People are getting annoyed with me because I'm not learning how to trap this monster correctly or whatever. Because some of those monsters, man, they move so fast, trapping them so fucking annoying. So, but I mean, it's evolved. It's okay. I don't think it's a $60 game.
Yeah, that's another issue. It's a really cool game, but there's so little content there. I mean, there's only three characters per class, and they're all hidden, so you have to play, you know, a couple hours to unlock the next character. So it's I think, intentionally blocked, so that way you feel like you have to play more.
Mm-hmm. And I think another big issue with the game is, too, yeah, I know that they're going to be giving us free maps and everything, and most of the DLC is just going to be cosmetic, except for, like, they're going to release some more characters. And that's fine. I don't really mind that if that's going to help them, especially if they're going to give us free maps and stuff. My problem is the maps all feel the same to me. They're all the same color. They're all just, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I know they're different, like a different layout, but I just feel like, okay, well, this map's going to have this here. And, okay, and the fucking jetpack is a fucking nightmare.
I don't know why they put a limit on that jetpack.
Well, I understand why they did, because it would make probably catching the monster way too easy, but there's nothing worse than running out of jetpack halfway up a mountainside that you think you can climb and then realizing you can't get up there and you just have to fucking sit down there at the bottom of this hill for your jetpack to fucking charge up. It's so bullshit.
Well, you can climb up hills without any jetpack fuel.
I have never been able to. Like, some hills, but I'm talking about, like, cliff faces and stuff, and it's like I either have to walk all the way around or I've got to wait for it to recharge. But, I mean, like, if it doesn't have, like, a ledge, it's impossible to get up there. Because they won't pull yourself up. I mean, I'm talking about these huge, like, cliff sides and stuff. I don't know. It's not my favorite thing. And I definitely need to give it more of a try. But I feel like my first opinion in this game was correct. And if it wasn't for Sean Bound and Determined to buy this game, I would not have gotten it. So,
yeah, I really want to sit down and play it more, but I'm been so busy to commit to something that big lately.
Right. I'm trying to think if there's anything I have played specifically myself besides Evolve and Dying Light. I've been playing a little bit more Shadows of Mordor. That game's best parts come so late in that game. Like the branding enemies and having them work for you, I don't feel like you unlock that soon enough.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that I'm getting to that stuff, that game's way more fun than it was.
You never finished it?
No. I didn't even get halfway through it on PS4, and I bought it on Xbox One when it was on sale back before Christmas, and I've been playing it here and there. And I'm trying to go back, and now that I've finished Dying Light and there's nothing really out, I'm trying to pick up and finish that game, and I need to go back and finish up Saints Row so I can do Gat Out of Hell, and Far Cry 4 I need to finish as well. So, but I've enjoyed all those games. I'm kind of wanting to focus on something and get it finished, and I just kind of got in my mindset now that I'm like 80% done with Shadows of Mordor now, so it's really time to finish that one up.
That ending of that game goes pretty quick, too, so once you get to it, you'll burn right through it.
Yeah. So I could probably finish it in a night or two if I wanted to. I get caught up in all the side quests and stuff, because some of those are fun. Some of them are just frustrating. A lot of the stealth missions are very frustrating, because I'm doing one now where it's like, kill all these torchbearers in this base, and if you get seen once, it's over. And it's like there's like three different sections, and there's like five torchbearers in each section you got to kill without being spotted, and it's so fucking annoying.
I remember that one.
Ugh, and it's
easy.
Like, I can't do it. It's like I get the first two of them wiped out, and then there's one where everybody's hiding underground and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like I barely get spotted by a fucking ghoul or something, and it's over. Like these fucking ghouls just fucking pop out. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
And you want a tip? You want a tip?
Sure.
Suck less.
Fuck you. Why do we? I'm kicking you off the show. You're terrible. Goodbye, Kush.
No, it's not happening.
But I don't know. That game just. I love some of those side missions, but I did all the bow missions, I think, because I really enjoyed those. Once you level up your bow and everything, but yeah.
Did you do all the hunting missions?
I'm working on those.
I don't remember that character's name. I like that character.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Oh, the dwarf. Yeah, he's, yeah. Those. Yeah, I finished all those. Those were pretty fun. Yeah.
I can't remember if he is part of like one of the DLC packs or not. More with him, because it's just like he was when playing the game. Was like, I want more with this guy.
Yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah, I've seen that they. I should have bought that season pass because some of that stuff might have been fun.
They've been burning out a lot of little packs for that game.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely. If you bought the season pass, I feel like you got something out of that. I definitely want to see what they can do with this game for sure. Or like this. Not necessarily this game, but this style of
mechanic.
Game, the mechanics and stuff, and like really flesh that out and something.
I feel like it's a mechanic that. If it isn't stolen, it should be stolen by games.
Uh-huh.
The whole branding and stuff like that. Like, I think that would work perfectly. I feel like I may have mentioned it on the podcast before, but the new Crackdown, the way that works with the whole gang system and everything, and, you know, there's the gang bosses, like, that whole thing would work great in a game like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really gotten any of my guys up there. Well, I've got one of them that's supposed to be a bodyguard for one of the war chiefs, so I don't know how that'll work yet, so. But. I haven't played enough. I haven't finished it yet, so I'm working towards that. So, but anyway, that's pretty much all I have been playing. So we'll.
It's super weird that you have played so little in a month's time.
Well, I have a girlfriend now, so
I know. Rub it in, and then rub one out.
Anywho,
let's.
Corey, what you playing, buddy?
Well, I figure we should probably talk about The Escapist first, since Mark's been playing that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
No. Kush, sorry. It says Mark on the outline, so that's what I read.
Pretty much Rob's the only person who still calls me Kush. I really want to like that game. Get away from my name. Get away from my name on there.
I'm going to change it.
No, leave it alone.
Okay.
I really want to like The Escapist, but
me too.
It's, and maybe this is what they're going for. It actually feels like I am in prison when I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
And I, well, I'm turning into Rob, just coughing the storm. I usually like games where they don't give you any information, but mm-hmm. with this game, it just seems kind of annoying. And like, I understand that, yeah, I'm a prisoner, so I won't have an overview map of the area, but I would kind of like one. I don't know if maybe you can craft one at some point, but I'm guessing you can't. And after about, and I guess what you have to do is just like talk to every prisoner every single day, even though they'll just like say, oh, LOL or whatever, and they'll give you a thumbs up. Because if you don't, then two or three of them will just start fights with you every single time they see you. The time.
If you accidentally punch them or attack them, they will get mad at you and do that.
I didn't do any of that. They just got super mad at me because I think I neglected them. I did not talk to them.
What I kept doing was you have to hit the X button to pick up a tray at lunch.
Yeah.
And X button's also the punch button. So I would always punch them trying to pick up a tray, and then they'd get mad at me and stay mad at me for weeks.
And then I'm not sure if the people who sell
toilet hooch,
the people who sell items changes each day.
Yeah, there's three sets each day. There's one in the morning, one in the mid-afternoon, and one towards the evening.
Because I'm like, when I have items to give people, I'm like, why can't I just give it to him now? Why do I have to wait till he's a shop, apparently? And then I'm like, well, what if I tried pressing X? And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't give him an item. I just punched him.
If you hit Y, I think it is, it'll let you go into their like personality menu, and then you can tab over to give them an item.
I would have liked it if the game told me that.
Yeah. That game, I agree with you where I normally like games that don't tell you anything, but the things that you have to make don't make any sense. Like to make a shovel, you have to make a tool handle, and to make a tool handle, you need a file and a piece of wood. It's just like, I don't understand how this is a handle, but okay. And then you need a couple pieces of metal and duct tape, and you need to stack on top of each other, and it's just a really convoluted crafting system.
And I wish the save system was existent, other than just at night when you go to sleep, then it saves. Yeah. Because there were times where I don't know what happened. Like, I don't remember being in solitary, but if you end up in solitary, it doesn't save. And I feel like something else happened because I wasn't in solitary every night, but I ended up losing 6 days of progress. And then I turned off the game. I was like, fuck this. And what's annoying is, like, I felt like even in those 6 days, I didn't really make any progress towards escaping because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And then when I booted up the game again after that, one of the other inmates asked me to start a ruckus the next morning, which I did. I punched one of the guards. And then it just turned into like one of those cartoon smoke things where there's just a pile of people. And then all three guards were knocked out. And a little prompt came up and said, like what, blah, blah, blah. Now's the perfect time to escape. So I'm like, all the guards are knocked out. I didn't even punch any of them. I just punched them once to start the ruckus, and then they all ended up knocked out. And then I went through their bodies, got all their keys, and I just walked out the front door, and I'm like, okay, I escaped that prison.
What?
I saw it took you like 56 days or something.
Yeah.
I did it in 6 days because of some lucky bullshit.
The way I eventually escaped jail was I dug a tunnel under my desk, and it took me 56 days to dig a little trench all the way outside the gate. Took forever.
I just punched a guard, and then they all ended up unconscious. I took their keys, and I just walked out the front door.
Can you hear how pissed Corey is?
Yes. I mean, after that happened, I was like, fuck this game, because nothing makes sense.
Because the problem with the method I was trying to get out of jail with was that I needed to make a shovel and a pickaxe every, like, 3 days, because they would break. They're flimsy, and every time you dig, they lose like 10% or whatever. So I would need the more tools or more material to make the tools, and nobody would have them, and you can't find them. You just have to buy them. So I had like 10,000 gold and nothing to spend it on, and I just kept recycling days or going to the next day and just not getting any tools. It was pretty aggravating.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I didn't have to do any of that.
So have you tried the second jail at all yet?
I tried a little bit of it. And I like there's an electric fence now. And I don't know. But maybe I'll just punch a guard and then all end up unconscious. I'll grab all their keys and just walk out again.
I might try that because the second jail seems quite a bit harder.
Yeah. And that's only, what, the second of, like, I don't know, six or something?
Yeah.
I don't get this game. It's also not the best control-wise with a controller.
It seemed okay to me.
I'm not sure if this is the case, but if it is, I do like the fact that at least when you like call the phone, there's like a phone there, whatever you call it, and you can get tips if you pay some money that I think they stay unlocked. It's not like it's only for that one game.
I don't know how it works exactly from prison to prison, but I know that if you call on the phone, each, like, there's three tiers. There's like a simple one that's 10 gold, and then there's one 20 and 30. Yeah. And once you call it enough times, it'll unlock like four or five of them that you don't have to call to go look at the clue. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah. But yeah, I want to like it more than I do.
I wish there was like some sort of multiplayer element.
That'd be interesting.
I wouldn't even know how that would work.
At least I didn't have to pay for it.
I paid too much for it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll get to play it when it becomes a game with gold next month.
Well, now you get your Rayman.
I did. I'm so excited.
I really want to play that Hand of Fate game or whatever it is. It looks and sounds very interesting.
We were talking about that before the show started. That game looks fantastic.
Yeah, I kind of keep looking at that too. Then I keep looking at that $20 price tag.
Isn't it 25?
I thought it was 20.
Either way, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. What do you got next, Corey?
Since it was on sale a couple weeks ago, I picked up Geometry Wars 3. I know we've talked about that in the past, but nobody on here has actually played past like level 3. So, I played through the entire arcade mode, campaign mode, whatever they call it. And that game gets really, really difficult towards the last couple levels.
So you actually finished it?
Yeah, I finished it day before yesterday. Really, really satisfying when you beat that last boss after you've been butting your head against it for like 3 hours.
Oh, fuck, there is something I forgot to talk about. All right, go ahead, Corey.
Okay. But now I'm just playing it, trying to get higher scores on every level. And I don't know, I just can't stop playing it. I beat my score by like a couple hundred points or 1,000 points, depending on the level, and then I just got to get to the next higher tier. And I've beaten everybody on every level on my friends list, so I need more people who are good at that game so I have a reason to try and beat them.
Thank you for fixing that.
It's like, I'll play that other game.
Yeah, it's Geometry Wars, though. I honestly don't like the levels that are shaped. They have, like, levels that are cylindrical. They have, like, peanut-shaped levels, square levels, and then you go around the corners. It really just disorients it.
Cock and ball-shaped levels?
I don't believe so.
Then this is not the game for you.
Maybe that's why I don't like it. What just happened?
What?
I just broke the...
Corey broke the internet. He couldn't see the white and gold dress. So
no. Oh, shut the fuck up.
What have you done, Corey Porter?
I don't know what I did there, but let's continue.
Let me go back and talk about what I played.
Why don't we talk about the dress? Everyone wants to talk about the dress. I can't escape the dress.
I got blue and black, guys. That's what I seen.
That's all I saw. It white and gold the first night, and then I went to bed, and it was blue and black. So I don't get it.
I showed the exact same
picture. I took a screenshot of the dress and showed it to everybody at work. It's half of a scene white and gold, half of a scene black and blue. So it's not like it's some kind of trick or anything like that. It just has something to do with some ways people see things. I don't know. At first, I thought the entire internet was fucking with me. Because I'm like, that is obviously a blue and black dress. What did you see, Kush?
I saw blue and black. I don't see anything anywhere near white and gold, or how it could ever look white and gold. And I don't care about this stupid dress. And people keep talking about it. And when I listen to podcasts, it comes up, and it's driving me insane.
Now you're
and
adding at first, to that. Like,
no, because Rob started it, so this is his fault. But like at first, like the first night when it happened, I just hear people talking about a dress and not getting any context, and I'm like, why is everyone talking about a dress? What is going on? They weren't even talking about like how it was, you know, people seeing different. They're just like, oh, this dress. They're like, I'm gonna go as the dress for Halloween, and nobody's gonna care by then. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
I bet we see it at Halloween.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
The best thing I saw about this dress, it's probably the best and worst thing about this dress, is somebody posted, the internet created a argument so illogical it killed Spock.
I like the Captain America Civil War take on it, where it's like Iron Man is like, the dress is white, Cap, the dress is blue, Civil War.
That's pretty awesome, too. I want to go back real quick because I did remember what I had played. I did play Resident Evil Revelations 2.
Did you go all in?
I did what?
Season pass, or did you just
I did. I went season pass. That game is fun. But I liked Revelations as well. And I think if you like Revelations, you'll really like this one. I thought the map in this one wasn't quite as cool as the boat was in the first one, but it definitely opens up to it's probably going to open up to other areas as well, because it starts out in a prison, so everything kind of looks the same. You know, you're going through a lot of hallways, but I just had a lot of fun with the game. The biggest problem I noticed with this game, though, and I didn't realize it, is that there is no online co-op. It's only couch co-op.
I didn't even know there was co-op at all.
Yeah. You can, so basically you play through two sections of this game. The first section you're playing as, Claire Redfield and Barry Burton's daughter, Barry from the first Resident Evil game, who I thought died in Resident Evil. So I'm not exactly sure how he's still alive, but
He survived.
In my game, he died. If you play as Jill, he dies. At least he did when I played it back in the day.
Don't know what Resident Evil you're playing, but I don't remember him ever dying.
He died when you played as Jill in Resident Evil Resident Evil 1, because he got killed. and then you had to take. I think he got killed by the tyrant at the end when you're trying to get out of the helicopter.
Side note: uh-huh. Did either of y'all play the Resident Evil remake re-release?
I bought it and I got to the first zombie and realized how fucking shit those controls are and gave up.
Okay, because I'm kind of interested as someone who's never played the first Resident Evil.
That game is so weird to control now with shooting enemies with the pistol because you can't aim. It's like you can only aim up like once or down or just frontwards. So the zombie has to be right up on you and you have to be pointing up to get a headshot. So it's kind of a pain in the ass. And it also has the old camera angles and stuff. So it's still just as bad as it was. It's like you get into a section where you're like trying to back up and you can't see the zombie coming because they're one screen away from you. And they get too close to you and take you down. I got so fucking annoyed. And I was like, I don't think this is for me anymore. I played the shit out of that game when it was released. But anyway, back to Resident Evil Revelations. When you play as Claire Redfield and Barry's daughter, what's weird about this game, and definitely I could see why they didn't do online co-op, because it would really probably suck. Because Claire's the only one that can use like guns and stuff. And Barry's daughter, she has a flashlight and a crowbar. So the whole idea with the flashlight is if you find like kind of like the device that you had in Resident Evil Revelations where you look through that and you could find those glowy things, and if you hit the button on those then you could pick up those items and stuff like that. So the person has the flashlight, you have to switch to them. You switch back and forth between the characters if you're playing by yourself. You hit Y and it just switches back and forth to them, which I think is kind of cool. But basically she's got a flashlight, she can see those items, and then that way you can go pick them up. And stuff like that. She can't carry as many items as Claire can. Claire can shoot, gets all the guns and stuff. And then when you switch to Barry, you find this little girl on the island as well. And she kind of has the same abilities as his daughter. Because instead of having a flashlight, she can see things. So she can point out the little flashy things. So she'll say, over there. Also, when you're walking around as her, she can see where the zombies are through walls and shit. So you can know ahead of time, if you're playing as her, that, hey, there's a zombie in there. So there's a really cool co-op idea here in this game. And I really, like I said, I took about 2 hours to play through the first episode, and it's $6. So I bought the season pass because I knew I'd probably like it because I liked the first Revelations. And it was $25 for the season pass for everything, which is pretty good price for... Seems like you're getting a lot of content. Plus, they added the raid mode from Resident Evil Revelations 1 as well, where you get into a map and you pick a different one of the characters that you unlock and you go through and kill zombies and stuff. And that mode is really fun in Revelations as well. So, to me, that seems like it's probably worth the price alone. So I can recommend it if you liked Revelations. If you didn't like Revelations or really Resident Evil in general, you're not probably going to like this game. But to me, the Revelation games are the best games that Resident Evil's had since... I liked 5, so... And I know Kush liked 5 as well.
Yeah.
So. That's the last one I at least halfway enjoyed.
The Revelation games are more traditional.
Mm-hmm. But there was no puzzles or anything in this one, and there was kind of a lot of puzzles in Revelations 1, so...
Oh, sounds like I'll like this one even more. But I remember liking what I played of the first one. Mm-hmm. I remember being really annoyed at some point where it's like you fall off a cliff, and then you have to like shoot a bunch of dogs as they're mm-hmm. coming after you or something, and I was just like, God, this is horrible. I don't think I ever got past that. Or I did, and then I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah, that part was a little annoying, but the game really picked up after that. I liked the whole fact of playing two different characters in each section. Because in the first one, you only got to play as Chris or Jill, and unless you were playing co-op, then you got to play as their partners or whatever. But yeah, okay, Corey, you can continue on to what else you have been playing.
Okay, I've played a lot of stuff this past couple weeks, but mostly just short spurts of them. The next thing that I tried was the Scream Ride demo Did either of you play that?
No.
No?
I wanted to. Like, I when I originally tried to download it, there was some error. And then I just never ended up getting around to it. Because I remember when I first saw the announcement for it, I was like, this actually looks like it could be a lot of fun, a lot of dumb fun.
Yeah, it's exactly that, dumb fun. It's, I guess, a roller coaster tycoon type game.
It's a roller coaster. I like that. I would love
play the shit out of a roller coaster tycoon.
Making all that bread nice.
It's like Katamari, where you have to pick up toast.
Okay.
I would love another Katamari game.
I'm sure that'll happen. The demo doesn't have a whole lot in it, but it does have, I guess, what the three modes are going to be in the game. So the first mode is where you're actually riding the roller coaster, and you hit the right trigger to make it go faster, hit the brake, and then there's boosts and whatnot. And then there's certain things you can do to get multipliers and points and whatnot.
You scream into the Kinect.
Probably. They want to make you use that thing somehow.
Yeah, you just scream at it. It's like, why do you suck so much? Why do you suck so much? Look at that multiplayer go up. I hate you, Kinect. It just keeps going up. You just berate the Kinect.
The second mode that I actually played a lot of is kind of a Angry Birds type thing. You've got this little catapult launcher that'll launch pods of people into the buildings, and you just try and knock down all the buildings. It kind of reminds me of that game for the Kinect on the original 360, on the 360, the Wrecketeer, except way better. There's 3D environments, and each pod has different attributes, like one will blow up and split into three pieces, and it's just kind of cool, and I don't know, there's something about destroying things is a lot of fun. The last mode is a traditional build-a-roller-coaster thing, where you actually have to meet criteria on building the roller coaster. You've got to, like, go so fast for such a long distance on the roller coaster and all that stuff, but you also have to keep the people on it so you can't make it too dangerous. Although that seems to be the part of the game that I like doing. I like knocking the people off and ramming them into people or ramming them off the map. But the problem about that
is a sociopath.
Well, I mean, that's what I always did in Roller Coaster Tycoon, is see if I can launch the cart into the crowds and stuff. I don't know. Just something about those games make me want to destroy things.
That's why we have games, so we don't do it in real life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a real life sociopath. I'm just a digital sociopath.
It's like all the people who play The Sims and like, here, go take a swim. Oh, bye bye, ladders. And apparently you're too stupid to get out of a pool without a ladder. You deserve to die.
Yeah, I don't know that I think $40 price point is appropriate for this game. It doesn't seem like there's going to be that much, but maybe the full game will have quite a bit more. So
there's not actually a theme park building in the game. You have to build. You can build rides, but you can't build the theme park around the rides.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. The demo didn't imply that you could. Next game, I picked up Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D.
Sorry.
I'm just going to say...
I think Rob loves this game.
I don't want to create a lot of conflict on this show, because that seems to be what happens every time I mention a game that he doesn't like. So I'm just going to say that this is a pretty solid game, and leave it at that.
Where do you put it compared to Ocarina of Time?
I like it better.
It sounds much more interesting to me.
If you haven't ever played Majora's Mask, I would highly recommend it because it's so weird compared to all the other Zeldas.
Are you having any slowdown and stuff in like certain areas with your new 3DS? Because everybody's saying that they're having issues in certain fields.
I didn't get the new 3DS.
Like Terminus. So. Oh, that's right. You didn't get it, did you?
I couldn't find one. Still can't. Also,
I
don't have money.
I got one.
I don't want to spend the money on it, though, of course. It's like though with how much I play my 3DS right now, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I've been trying to trade in a lot of my Xbox One games because I'm getting ready to move, and there's just no fucking point in taking some of these games with me. So I'm just trying to trade in shit and be done with it, and I got enough trade credit to get one. I didn't get the Majora's Mask one, which that shit's all getting crazy.
It's going for like $600 online right now.
I'm so sick of the Amiibo shit. I'm so fucking sick of the Nintendo's. I'm going to bring out this special console, and people are buying it, putting it up on eBay. They're not. There's not enough people buying it because they want it. They want to buy it because they can make money off of it. It's so
I have retarded. My Amiibos that I want, and that's it.
I still don't have a Sheik. I need a damn Sheik.
I don't even know who or what that is. All I have are the... I bought the Link one because I was like, this P stand, they might fix this, so why not? Plus, Link's not bad. Then I bought a Wii Fit Trainer because that's so stupid. And it is. It's so stupid, and it's so ugly. And then the other ones I have are just the three Kirby ones because that's my favorite Nintendo franchise.
There are three Kirby's?
Well, there's Kirby, and then there's Meta Knight.
Oh.
And Day-Day-Day.
King Dedede.
Yeah. So those are the ones I have. And those are all really nice.
Because I have way too many of them, I'm afraid to admit.
What the hell is Pokemon Stuffy?
Oh, that's a shuffle. That's the next game I'm going to talk about.
I mean, we clearly know that Corey does not know how to use this at all. I mean, it's Shuffy, and then for a while it was Geometry Wars Scree, and then it's Morja's Mask.
Well, let's be fair. Let's be fair. Geometry Wars 3 Scream is probably what he was doing. So when he got to that last boss,
Pokemon Shuffle is a game that I've put way too much time into. Did you guys hear about this game coming out?
Don't have a clue what it is.
I don't even know what platform it's for.
It's a free-to-download 3DS Match 3 game.
Okay.
So it's...
sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yep. I just downloaded it because it was free, and I was like, why not? I'll throw 5 minutes into it, and then that'll be that. But I've probably put a good 5 or 6 hours into it already.
Like microtransactions or anything?
That's the problem with the game is that
every day he's shuffling.
Get out. We have had your shit.
You turned me into a little white girl for a minute. Can't even.
Oh boy.
You get 5 hearts and you fight a Pokemon and it uses 1 heart. And then each heart takes 30 minutes to recharge.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me, like, one of the games that I play a lot is Fairway Solitaire Blast, which is set up that way. And it was annoying as hell when it had that system. But after a while, they updated it to it, and hopefully this will be something that happened to Pokemon Shuffle, is that if you successfully do whatever, like, on there, it's if you complete a course. You complete a course, you do not lose a heart. It doesn't take away one of your hearts.
So that would be fantastic.
Hopefully they do that.
No, I can't see them doing that. The problem is the pricing structure on this is ridiculous. To get another heart, you need a crystal gem thing. I don't know what it is. And one gem is like $2.99, and that gives you 5 more hearts. So if you wanted to play another 5, it costs you $2. I've not put any money into this game yet, but I've played it quite a bit. It's just a neat little match 3 game. The game seems pretty solid. Like I said, I've been playing it way too much.
Is it just standalone, or does it have any kind of like, oh, you can unlock something for the Pokemon games in it?
It doesn't seem to. It's just standalone. Yeah, I would recommend checking out. I'm actually not a Pokemon fan at all, but I've been enjoying playing this. I don't know who half the Pokemon I'm fighting are. I only know the original 150. So the ones.
Let me get a Pikachu.
I picked up a handful of games on that sale as well. I picked up Lords of Fallen.
Apparently they took that right off of sale, like early.
Really?
And I got early. Yeah, I got that.
I would assume so. I was surprised by how cheap it actually was during the sale. I'm like, this seems like it's wrong.
$9 for that game? Yeah. Why wouldn't you buy it? I've played it a total of like 6 minutes. So
got my $9 worth.
Yep.
Got to the first boss and said, "Fuck this!"
I actually beat the boss and just need to go back to it. I also picked up Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris because that was like $11 or something like that. And that game is not grabbing me like the first one did. I played the first one in like one setting. For whatever reason, I just can't. I played the first level, and then me and my brother we played like one of the challenge levels. It's a lot better co-op than it is single player, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that's why I can't get into it, because there's four players and it's just really confusing without...
Yeah, because you... Basically, when you play multiplayer, Laura does like the grapple hook and all that stuff, and then the secondary characters use the staff and do all that stuff with the staff. It's kind of neat. So that's one we should go into and try and get a group of four of us to play.
Well, we got to get four of us to buy it.
I own it.
That's me, you, my brother, and Rob. That's four people.
You just have to now get me online to actually play it.
Yeah, and don't try to send even requests, because you guys' notifications fucking turned off.
Yeah,
you just have to send me. You always have to send me a text. You send me a text every 2 weeks.
I sent you a text last night. I didn't hear back until 8 o'clock this morning.
The turtle one.
Yeah.
Well, I've also been like going to sleep earlier these past few days, and then waking up late and just like. Also, I got a replacement phone, so I've been just dealing with setting that up and not really replying to people.
Yeah. Well, I don't have your number, so I can't text you.
Well, my number is, I'm not saying it on air.
It's on the what?
Yeah, I
mumbled because I'm not going to say my number on a fucking podcast.
It's 111-111. Okay, that's all I've been playing. I'm sure I've played a little bit more of something, but I just can't remember. It's been a long month.
Indeed. Alrighty. Kush.
Well, I played Destiny... Not for a while. It's a while back, but it's been a while since I've been on the show and since there's been a show at all. But I was playing it with my one friend, Justin, and, you know, I was enjoying it as we played together. And then when we took a break, I realized how much I fucking hate that game and how much the only reason I was playing it was because, like, oh, he wants to play Destiny. I get to chat with him while I'm playing it. Okay. And then we stopped playing. I was like, God, I hate that game. It's so stupid. It's not fun. There's nothing. It's just, I don't get that game and how that came about from all that development time and from Bungie, and it still is so empty and just, there's no substance. It's just, ugh.
Because of the game and the way they did this game and the DLC for this game, I'll never buy anything from Bungie again.
I don't want to go back to it ever again.
I still have it installed. And I'm like, I'm going to go back to that one day. And then every time I go highlight over it, I'm like, I will never play this again.
Just delete it.
So I just need to delete it.
Yeah, you were complaining about room. There you go.
Yeah. I'm at 99.9% hard drive space.
Have you gotten an external hard drive?
I have no money right now, so.
Because if you've maxed out an external hard drive, I was like, that's a lot.
I probably could max out a 1 terabyte. I've got so many games on there.
I've got a 3 terabyte. So I've got 3.5 terabyte total.
Considering I have a 1 terabyte, I think. And I'm not too bad, but I mean, the only digital games I ever get are the digital only games, because if I can buy a disc, then I'm getting a disc.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because it's still saved to your hard drive. So.
Then I played Dive Kick for the first time last night. The game's all right. I mean, for what it is, it's fine. I was really confused at first when I played, and because there are like three different like bonuses you can pick when you start up, and I just, you know, I was just looking at them randomly. I didn't really pay attention. I was like, oh, here's one. YOLO is like 30% bonus or whatever, and then I didn't pay attention like the text under it. And I was like, why do I keep starting? And it's like, I have to hit them 5 times, but they hit me once, the game's over. It's like, what's going on? And that's because you get a 30% bonus to everything, but then you are at capacity, so you've already like basically taken 4 hits at the start of each round. So you get that bonus, but then if you get hit once, it's over. And I was like super confused, but it's all right. That's it. That's all I've been playing, really, that I can think of. Because it's been so long, I don't know what the hell I've been playing.
Alrighty. I go to movies here. I went and seen The Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Me too.
I really enjoyed that movie.
I really liked it. except for one thing, and I don't even know if I like this or if I don't like about the movie. I just know that I could not notice it every single time, and that's every time Sam Jackson talked. The way he was talking is like borderline the ladies' man in ways. And it what also was distracting is that there were times when he would slip out of it, and I was just like, this is... And I'm not sure if in the comic it is, you know, that style of speech is...
I didn't realize this was based off a comic.
Yep, the Secret Service comic.
Mark Millar, however one pronounces his last name, Today, whatever. But he's also the guy who did Kick-Ass. And this is from the director who directed the first Kick-Ass movie.
I really enjoyed it. Me and Michelle had went and seen this, and I laughed quite heartily at scenes. And I love the pug stuff, of course.
Yep. I'm going to go see this soon, I think. I don't go to the movies very often, but I think I might go to the movies for this one.
It's worth it. And I really like the main actor.
Yes.
You know, I haven't seen him in anything prior to this, and I really, really liked him.
The kid or the... Mm-hmm.
The kid.
He didn't even get billing on the poster. Like, I mean, like on the movie posters and stuff I've seen, it doesn't have his name on there. It's got Michael Caine, Colin Firth, and Sam Jackson.
I don't know what the hell his name is.
I don't know what it is, but it ain't any of those three people. So,
and it was a bit weird, but he really pulled off being a badass Colin Firth. Like, you would not at all expect him. Like, there's one scene which I'm not going to mention at all. But that scene, when you get to that scene, Corey, because you have to go see it, it is amazing. And you will never be able to hear a certain song without thinking about that scene ever again.
Yeah, that scene came out of left field.
So good.
His name is... what's his name in the show?
Eggsy.
Eggsy?
Mm-hmm.
He's not even on the freaking IMDb page.
I was annoyed
his name is something, but I mean, that's what he goes by, Eggsy. Is everybody calls him Eggsy?
I was annoyed when he, his hair got longer, because I thought it did not look, and I feel like it was a wig.
Yeah.
Because it just did not look right. I preferred it when he had his really short hair.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I thought that was really good.
Director has yet to make a bad movie.
Now, he didn't have anything to do with Kick-Ass 2, did he?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
He did, after Kick-Ass 1, he did X-Men First Class.
No, I didn't care for that, but...
I liked it.
But, all right. Moving on. Television shows. Better Call Saul. Who watched that? Or Saul?
Me. All it's right. Good. It's funny. It's, hopefully it's, I feel like it's starting to get out of there, but early on it was very much like, hey, you know this is a spinoff from Breaking Bad, don't you? Huh? It is. Remember that other show? Breaking Bad? These characters from Breaking Bad? I do think it's funny, though, that Saul is from Cicero, Illinois, because I lived in Cicero, Illinois, and that was a shithole. And yeah, that's it.
Wow,
it's a fine show. That's it. I don't have anything else.
So Corey, what have you been watching, buddy?
My wife one day started watching Gilmore Girls, and I sat down next to her and was like, "What's this show?" And got surprisingly addicted to it. We're like halfway through the third season now, and it's just a cute little show. I mean, makes you pretty happy.
Keep telling Kush he's got to watch it.
Yeah, I would recommend it. When you were talking about it, I thought you were being silly, but it's surprisingly good, and it holds up for being 15 years old now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how well it holds up.
So if I watch some Gilmore Girls, I'll eventually... I don't know where I'm going. I was trying to, but then I was like, the sentence structure will not work for me to say, I will watch more Gilmore, Wilmore, Gilmore. And I was like, no, this isn't working. Abort.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Taron Egerton.
That's his name. I pulled it up too.
If that's even how you pronounce it.
Taron?
What? That's an interesting name.
All right. Who read Ms. Marvel?
I think that's just old.
Wow, really?
I think it's been on there for like past 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, because that's been there for a while. I didn't delete that yet. I don't know who that read that.
The whole damn thing. Okay.
Maybe it's Rich.
Maybe. Oh. Ah, shit. Oh, well. I broke it. All right. Well, let's see here. Nobody's got any news and rants. Nothing's going on. The order
that
fucking panned the shit.
Whatever. I was never interested in that. That, I would just recommend people listen to. It's one of the more, I don't know if it's the last one. I mean, they had a special about the next Tomb Raider game, but the one of the most recent Game Informer podcast episodes about that whole Destiny save thing on PS4 where the kid gave his, let somebody do that share play or whatever, and then that person deleted all his characters. Because it's a very interesting story, because it sounds completely ridiculous and made up, but it's just crazy.
Have you heard about this, Rob?
No.
Okay, so what happened is, you know how PlayStation has that remote share play thing, right, where you can take over the game? Some kid went on there and for whatever reason posted it so they could play his Destiny account. And the guy who was playing it went on there and just deleted all his characters.
And yeah, then it wasn't the person whose account it was who deleted the characters.
No,
like this
I got it.
Troubled youth. But the person, like, because they looked
the
in
the account.
Like,
yeah, the account that was the account that took over and deleted him, the guy who owns that account is, I guess, got in a car wreck or something. And so he's not capable of playing video games anymore. So it was his brother's friend just took over his account.
Yeah, it was like some friend, like a troubled youth, they said on the podcast, that I guess the family is trying to like help out, and apparently wasn't really responding to that attempt to help. And another case, there's so many weird things about like one of the, because they got a lot of hate mail, that account, that family. And apparently like one of the comments someone said was that, I hope someone in your family gets cancer and dies.
Wow.
And apparently like 3 years ago or whatever, his sister died of cancer. So it's just like, it's like all these things that seem so made up but are actually true.
The internet like, being the internet.
It's just crazy.
Wow, that is pretty nuts. I have not heard any of this story, so
I would recommend just listening to that podcast.
Okay, this
it
is
goes
the first time I even knew Game Informer
detail.
Had a podcast.
It's not my favorite podcast, because it is more of a
about
like I kind of like
this game.
Yeah, it's not as lighthearted. Like it's more informative, which isn't a bad thing. I just kind of like to have a little lightheartedness in my podcast. And it's not, you know, maybe it's lighthearted for other people, but it's like not my type of lightheartedness. I don't know.
Well, Giant Bomb finally got me to subscribe to their bullshit because they started playing D&D. So I had to subscribe to watch that. So
I would sign up for their premium, but I didn't realize how expensive it was until like a month ago. It's pretty pricey.
It's $5 a month, ain't it?
Isn't it like $50 a year?
Or can you do it monthly?
Yeah, I'm just doing it monthly.
Oh, I thought you had to do it all at once.
It's a very traditional price tag, $5 a month, which would equal $60 a year or $50 a year if you buy it all at once.
I guess I could do that. That's not too bad.
Maybe it's $6 a month. I don't know. It may not be exactly $5. It's somewhere close to that, though. Anyway, I guess that's going to be it for the show. Everybody should put in their plugs. Boom. Kush. Bloody blue.
All right. On Twitter, I'm @Kush3. Instagram, mkush. The site is, of course, Pixelated Sausage, where if you've paid attention or been there recently, there'll be more arty crap and stuff and whatnot. There'll be more content on there, not just video game stuff, but there'll still be video game stuff. Just more stuff. Just video game stuff. People really seem to like that latest, that Lines picture.
Yeah. I like the one you did before it, though. That one was awesome.
The really, really big one?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare to do.
All right, Corey?
Okay. I've got, you know, your standard Wolfna follow me on everything. But then I'm also going to say it out loud again, because if I keep saying it, it'll eventually happen. I'm starting another podcast. Joe, we got Joe and Mike. So we just need to actually sit down and record now.
This might be true podcast coming soon.
You should have gotten him a microphone and not a guy named Mike.
Oh, that was my first mistake.
Well,
I apologize.
Joe could probably blow into the mic. Hey-o! Boy.
He's going to punch you, Rob.
I scared Joe. Anyway, yeah, that was great. You did a good job there, Corey.
Yeah, so bug me about it, and I'll eventually do it.
Corey needs to get a picture on Skype, because the standard default one is a white face and shoulders on blue background. To me, looks like someone's trying to put an egg into a butthole.
What? I don't even know.
Right now.
Hold no, oh, no, I want to see the egg into a butthole. Oh my god, it does. It does sound like an egg going into a butthole. And I don't think it's going to fit.
There.
It's super bothersome.
There, I just took a picture real quick.
Look at that ridiculous mustache.
What are you talking about?
Trying to plug that butt with that egg. That's the wrong type of plugging.
You got a Salvador Dali mustache or something in that picture.
No, Green Arrow. That's what I'm going for, Green Arrow.
It looks more like green eggs and ham. I don't even know what that means. But all right, that's going to be it, guys.
Okay. What about your plugs, Rob?
Oh, yeah, Big Stevens Podcast, Double XP Podcast. Go listen to that. And Rich's podcast, Sports Car Unleashed. Yeah. Cool.
And you are on Twitter and things?
Oh, yeah. I am on Twitter and Henderson Man. That's where I'm at. Those are the things I'm on. And, yeah. Cool. And I can quit whining about not having a girlfriend because I got a girlfriend. And I kissed this one and she didn't run away. And so, yeah. Awesome.
Oh, Amanda said something about that the other day. She's like, I'm so happy for Rob. He's got a girlfriend now. And I was like, who's Rob? And she's like, Rob. And I'm like, Rob? I don't know any Robs. It took me a minute to figure out who she was talking about. And I was like, oh, yeah, Rob.
Wow. I don't know where that it was even going.
No, that was the story. That was it. I felt so bad for not knowing who you were for a minute.
You felt robbed.
You call me Rob.
I know I call you Rob, which was weird.
All right, guys. That's going to be it. Everybody, adios.
Adios.
Have a good one, guys.